While Peter Dutton was unsuccessfully challenging for the Prime Ministership and resigning from the Home Affairs portfolio, a starving 12-year-old Iranian asylum seeker was finally taken to Australia from Nauru for medical attention. Previous attempts to transfer the boy have failed, as the Home Affairs Department refused to let his family accompany him. Louise Newman is a professor of psychiatry at the convener of Doctors for Justice. The Wire's Rachel McDonald asked her what she knows about the boy's illness.
So these are a group of children who are very much presenting with a trauma-related problem, which we describe as traumatic withdrawal syndrome, where children can present with quite serious symptoms of depression, reluctance to eat and drink, and some children become bedridden, immobile, and might not even be speaking. So it's a progressive condition. It's a very serious response to trauma. And sadly, we're seeing some of these cases amongst children who've usually been on Nauru for some period of time. They often have very stressed families and are seemingly finding themselves in a hopeless state where they feel they have very little hope for the future and there are very limited options for resettlement for some of these families.
After several unsuccessful attempts to move him, do we know why he was finally allowed into Australia with his family yesterday?
It's usually legal action that's having to take place, and the cases are put that on the basis of the life-threatening nature of the condition that these children are in, they need to be medevaced as a matter of urgency. And I think it makes the point that there are no appropriate services for managing these sorts of conditions or preventing them on Nauru. Nauru doesn't have the facilities, doesn't have the medical expertise or the mental health expertise to actually treat these conditions. There is really no alternative but to move these children to a place where they can get it advanced level medical care. The difficulty is a political one, the politics of government reluctance to accept medical and clinical recommendations, reluctance to actually move children or anyone from offshore centres to the mainland or other places because of concerns that people will automatically be seeking to stay in Australia and the concerns that that breaks down what government would see as politics and policies of deterrence. So we're seeing awful situations where there are moves to separate families. So unfortunately, this is a bit of a political impasse, and these cases that are in the public arena are all cases that have been before the courts where orders have been made to protect the child and appropriately to transfer them for hospital care.
On the subject of political impasses, do you think it's a coincidence that the decision was made to take him to Australia on the same day that Peter Dutton resigned as Home Affairs Minister?
That's probably not one we can say was planned in any way, given the legal proceedings that have been going on. But there are certainly implications of that. I think at the moment we're in a state, obviously, of political turmoil. We're not sure what the implications of this might be in terms of pending cases and concerns that the medical and other health groups are raising about the conditions on Nauru. There's now fairly widespread concern. If Scott Morrison is in the role, we have, I guess, a clear understanding of the capacity that he has to take fairly hard line on these issues on the basis of past experience, and policy has not changed. So regardless of the individual in the role, I think the major problem and the focus should be on a policy, and the policy of holding people indefinitely in limbo with little hope of any resettlement in an environment which is substandard and unsafe. That's the thing that needs to be challenged with whoever happens to have the portfolio.
Psychiatrist Louise Newman, convener of Doctors for Justice, ending that report by The Wire's Rachel McDonald.